Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Countering Hezbollah is a top priority for the United States. That's why the U.S. Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, announced rewards for two senior Hezbollah leaders under the State Department's Rewards for Justice program. The United States is offering a reward of up to $7 million for information that leads to the location, arrest, or conviction in any country of Talal Hamia. Hamia has been linked to several terrorist attacks, hijackings, and kidnappings targeting U.S. citizens. Hamia leads Hezbollah's International Terrorist Unit, the so-called External Security Organization, which is responsible for planning and conducting terrorist attacks outside of Lebanon. These attacks have targeted primarily Americans and Israelis. The U.S. is also offering a reward of up to $5 million for information that leads to the location, arrest, or conviction in any country of Fuad Shukr. Shukr is a senior military commander of Hezbollah's forces in Lebanon. He's also a member of the Jihad Council, Hezbollah's highest military body. Shukr plays a key role in Hezbollah's military operations in Syria, and he helped plan and launch the 1983 attack on the U.S. Marine Corps barracks in Beirut that killed 241 Marines. These are the first Hezbollah-related rewards under the Rewards for Justice program in a decade. This announcement is just one part of the effort to counter Hezbollah's terrorist activities, said Ambassador Sales. Until Hezbollah stops using terrorism and violence to achieve its goals, the United States and our allies will aggressively target its terrorism infrastructure and financial support networks. If you have any information about Talal Hamia or Fuad Shukr, please contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate or email info@rewardsforjustice.net. You can also call 1-800-877-3927 or send mail to Rewards for Justice, Washington, D.C., 20520-0303, USA. Absolute confidentiality is assured, and relocation may be available.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.